morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good Nichtenstein, Fancy Sauce Show listeners. This is episode 5 of season 3 with John Beebe.
Hello.
Jordan Poulton.
Bravo.
And myself, Olivier Coulez. Bonjour. So, I think we're going to kick off talking about current affairs, and actually the fact that there aren't really any.
There's nothing.
No, there's nothing going on in the world right now that's worth talking about.
Not really. I mean, I usually kind of scroll through kind of the BBC News app kind of on the way here to just see what's... if something, you know, breaking news has happened, even though we release this 2 days after. Whatever. And there's just absolutely nothing. Although I've just found another hole in my jeans.
That's not news that anybody wants to listen to. Can you imagine, oh my god, you've got to listen to the Fancy Sauce Show this week. Beebs has another hole in his jeans.
No, but the only thing I can really think about is the fact that the weather is fucking terrible.
Oh
again.
My god, it's unbearable.
Wasn't that bad? I mean, it was cold yesterday, but it wasn't Baltic. And then this morning I kind of looked out, it didn't look much worse. Walked outside, and it was just like an ice dagger just cutting you up.
Yeah, I want to invest in like one of those jackets that has a hot water bottle in the entire lining, so you can just fill it with hot water.
There is a jacket there that's even better than that, which is I think it's a North Face jacket.
Right.
And you press the North Face button and it warms you up to like, I don't know how hot. But
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's just a little battery pack that's in there. So you don't have to try and pour scalding water over you.
Yeah, but it's just a hot water bottle. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, but then when it gets cold, when the water gets cold...
you're just carrying around like 5 litres of water.
Frozen water after a while.
But I'm sure you could empty it out, and it would be considerably cheaper than buying a fucking North Face heater jacket.
Yeah, but
that probably costs about £1 million.
Yeah, but you can also just imagine there, you're just on the side of the street, just with a tap, just dripping off.
Yeah, I'm not pissing!
I'm not pissing, I'm just emptying my jacket. This is our man.
It would be useful right now, though, to be honest.
Why is it so cold? I mean...
where has it come from? I mean, it is properly Baltic out there. It's, yeah. The snow... I mean, I don't know if you saw this morning, the snow was coming in sideways.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's so difficult to cover your entire body up, because actually your face gets freezing.
Yeah.
And I'm still cycling everywhere.
Yeah, same.
So cold, dude.
I'm wearing earmuffs,
yeah,
like 3 layers, gloves, a big fucking woolly scarf.
I think we need to come up with something to cover over your nose.
Yeah.
Have you not seen that hat, the beanie that is also a beard as well?
Yeah, you can get like beard hats.
Beard hats.
Oh, nice.
Which is quite good. It doesn't actually cover your nose, but you can get those neoprene masks, but then you look a little bit like Bane from
Batman. Just imagine if everyone in London just started wearing balaclavas.
Yeah.
Just complete, just eye, two little eye slits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be quite difficult to recognise people. Morning, John. Is that you, John? No, Barry.
I have never seen you before.
There must be some interesting stuff to talk about.
Pretty much
that
nothing.
Hune, what about that Hune dude? Is he a PM? But I mean, is he a...
Well, he lied about something and apparently he's going to go to prison. I think it's more like... well, there was International Women's Day on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that annoys me about that is there's no International Man Day or Lad Day.
But there is Steak and Blowjob Day.
There is Steak and... yeah, but women have Valentine's Day and men have Steak and Blowjob Day. There you go. You've got Mother's Day and Father's Day. Good.
Right.
You've got Christmas... yeah.
And Easter. Christmas and Easter.
Yeah. But there's International Women's Day.
Right.
So what happens on International Women's Day?
I don't know. They celebrate women, which is fine. I think that's good. But why aren't we celebrating men? Probably because there's just too many of us to celebrate.
Well, isn't it like 51% men, 49% women? There's not really that much of a difference.
Yeah, but we're better.
Ooh.
Ooh, controversial. Ooh. John. Go on.
There's no backing behind that.
Just throw that statement out there, leave it hanging.
Just see what happens on Facebook.
Oh, there was something interesting.
What?
That web robot brain thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, that was on BBC News, but that was under technology, not news, so I was going to save it for the tech thing. But...
explain.
It's basically, I don't know if you've been watching Black Mirror, the TV show, recently.
No, well, yeah, semi.
For anyone that's in America, you won't know what I'm talking about, but it's a BBC...
because we've got so many American listeners.
So many. It's difficult. It's difficult to keep them on a leash. Basically, Black Mirror, the series, is about... it's taking things that are slightly in the future to what we are now, but it's highlighting a point. So some of them are about social media and things like that, and how in one episode, basically, the government starts getting ruled by, you know, likes of something or dislikes of something on Facebook.
Oh, really?
So then the government are like, well... 50% of the nation think that you should do this. So,
wow.
You know, or 51% or whatever. So they start doing that.
That's quite cool.
There was one episode where this woman loses a husband or boyfriend and he used social media a lot. So what they said is, well, what we can do is recreate him through looking at every single post he's ever had, all of his emails or whatever, and you can like Skype text chat with him online. So, but all you're doing, I mean, you know that it's an artificial intelligence.
But yeah, the language is his language.
The language is how he
and it uses
stuff.
His diction and that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
How has that got anything to do with what I was talking about?
Because the fact is that it was the fact that it scans the internet of like for information on one. This is only on one person in Black Mirror.
Okay.
Whereas this robot, the robot thing now is that they're going to have a database online.
Yeah.
Which artificial intelligence is going to link into, and use that as processing power to. What? Why are you looking at that?
That's completely different.
It's not. It's the same thing.
Okay, so I'll explain what I read from the article, and we'll see if we both read the same thing.
Okay.
So as far as I know, there's there's things like robots that clean your room.
Yeah.
And I don't know, robots that can like fly in the sky and scan a city and keep an eye out for what's going on. And from what I read, the idea is that. These robots have to have their own onboard memory, and they have to have their own way of mapping the world. And what they want to do is have a cloud robot brain, so that each robot that's ever made doesn't need... It would have the ability to learn new stuff, but it wouldn't then keep it in its own database. It would pass it on to a central database, and it can then access other information. So, for example,
so multiple robots can access that information.
Exactly. So one robot might learn how to fold a shirt, and then any robot can just download the shirt folding application, and it would be able to download a shirt, and like it would be work for buildings and stuff. So if a new robot came into a building, it wouldn't have to go around the whole building mapping that place. It would just download the mapping from this central robot brain.
So does it have to be the same type of robot?
Well, no, it's anything that has sensors, I guess, and that uses mapping of the environment to go about whatever it does, and it can just download that mapping information from a central database.
Wow.
It's pretty cool, eh?
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But doesn't it also, where my link was, is the fact that it scans the internet for information as well.
Oh, possibly. Okay,
so therefore interactions with stuff, the way that I saw it was that it would therefore scan, say, Wikipedia if it needed to learn about something.
Yeah.
The Wikipedia thing wouldn't be on board, like you said. It would still be in the crowd. So
okay, I didn't really see that in it. Because, like, a good example is that I read a while back, I might have mentioned it on the show, actually, about a robot that Honda brought out, and it's for mowing a garden. And it's effectively, you just stick it in your garden, and it'll mow the whole thing, and then put itself away in its own little charging case.
That's incredible.
They've got
the same for a Hoover, though, haven't they?
The difference between the Hoovers and the garden thing is that the Hoover will create a map of the house and just go around the house, whereas the mower, you have to actually lay a special cable around the edge of the perimeter of your garden. You have to lay it under the ground. And so you can't just, like, lend it to a mate and then that it will do that person's garden. So actually, it's not very clever. If you've got to lay
it just works within a boundary.
Exactly, and if you've got to lay that boundary under the soil of your garden, screw that, I'm just going to buy a mower.
Does it mow in lines?
Yeah, it can do it perfectly, like it's been properly manicured.
Wow.
But it's like 15 grand.
Does it run on solar panels?
I don't think so.
It should do, shouldn't it?
That would be cool.
For a garden.
Wouldn't last very long in England, though.
No, but then what happens if there's a tree in the middle of your lawn? So mow your tree.
I guess it would have clever enough navigation to make sure it didn't just bosh into a tree and then just keep going bonk, donk, donk, donk,
just
donk.
Just mowing downwards.
Yeah, exactly. But it just seems a bit lame that you've got it can't work out the perimeter by itself.
Yeah. No, I think, and also the thing with that as well is like something with a garden, it's not like a room where that never changes. Like essentially, things overgrow and stuff like that. So therefore, you'd need like a hedge trimmer that does the same thing. As well, that goes around and...
Well, I'm looking forward to the day when all of this pointless, stupid shit is done by robots. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
It's interesting. Robots in America at the moment, they've just started releasing robots that go around and... I might have spoken about this on the show, but they go around and they'll do, like, a delivery of food.
Right.
So it takes away a person's job, basically, but it goes around, it's just, like, essentially like a stack of trays of food,
right?
And it gets to a bed, and then one thing pops open. You pull out your own tray of food, and then it.
Where do they use these things? Like in hospitals?
Yeah, hospitals and things like that.
That's cool.
Which I think is really, really clever.
That reminds me of the. That's similar to the tachocopter, which is in Silicon Valley. This is quite cool. It's helicopter drones, and you basically order your taco food from your iPhone, and it then recognises your address by location recognition.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then these self-controlled drones fly to your destination and drop off your food.
Yeah, that works. Really good example, right? That would work really well with this robot brain, because you could have a fleet of drones that could learn the, like, everywhere it could go, every time it went to a new place, it could map that part of London, and after a while it could build up its own central map that wouldn't have to be in each of the drones. They would be able to download the information
or
to get
a specific
to that place.
Route or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but then, you're going to need to have like a drone air thingamajig to make sure that no crashes happen.
Oh, yeah.
Air control.
But have you ever done that on your iPhone or on any smartphone where you've gone, like, show my location and it's put you in, like, Berlin or something?
Yeah,
you ever
sometimes.
Had that where it just completely freaks out? Could you imagine that? It's like drone, helicopter, taco, like, go. And this drone's like, oh, jeez. Got a long way to go. But, no, I don't know. I think... But that's just another thing where it's just ridiculously lazy.
Yeah.
Or just saving money.
I suppose it's no different than getting takeaway.
Yeah, it's just saving money, right? It's just... I guess it's taking jobs away from people who can't do much more than drive a moped, but... The world carries on moving, eh?
Okay, this season we're talking about pointless technology, and this week we are specifically talking about pointless apps.
Yeah, there's a lot to choose from.
How many apps are there in the world? Do we know?
Oh, God.
Well,
hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, because it's not just iPhone apps, it's Android apps,
Facebook
apps.
More than hundreds of thousands.
Well, Apple had 1 billion downloads like last year. They're on like 2.5 billion downloads now or something.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Getting
ridiculous. It's
2.3 billion of them are Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Really?
Not that many.
But, yeah, that and things like Temple Run must be pretty popular.
Yeah.
I love Temple Run, by the way.
Dude, I've just got into it.
Temple Run 2.
Yeah.
The Temple Run 2 is amazing. You get to, like, edge on a little, like, runaway mine train.
Was it doing that shit app?
Oh, yeah, sorry, shit app. So, okay, I'll kick it off, right? It's a thing called Sim Stapler. Right? And that's quite literally what it is. It's a simulation of a stapler with a finger above it.
How much does it cost?
It's free.
Okay, so it's slightly cheaper than a stapler.
Yeah, it's slightly cheaper than a stapler, but a stapler has a use, which is stapling.
And it's for people who really like the feel and the sound of playing with a stapler?
I don't think so. I don't know what it is.
But like, as far as I can tell, the only market is going to be people who really like squeezing staplers and the sound it makes when you squeeze a stapler, right? Who else?
You don't squeeze a stapler, you touch your screen.
But that's my point. So actually, it's not even achieving its objective. Because
no.
It's for the people who like squeezing staplers.
It's
and
a little bit
stuff.
Like that Sim bubble wrap. As well,
yeah,
you know, like the way you can pop all the bubble.
Yeah,
up.
All the goodness is from the actual feel, the tactile experience of squeezing the bubbles.
So
what happens?
Well, I've got the app open, right, and all it's got on my screen is a finger pointing towards a stapler,
and it literally looks like something out of Windows 97.
No, it's not. This is the original, like, Mac OS. Like, it's really, really old school. And basically, when you press it, this is what happens. Okay, so
that's it.
And then every time you hit 10 staples, let me get to it. You hear this.
That is just ridiculous. Who the fuck downloads that?
And also, well, I did just for the show, which means they've got one more download where they're like, yes.
But I guess people must make these and just think, right, let's make the most pointless thing ever.
Yeah.
Surely it's just a...
It's not even innovative.
It's probably someone who's wanting to learn how to make an iPhone app, and they're like, oh, they found a sound of a stapler online, and they just literally went, push the screen, and then make the sound.
Yeah,
that's
it. It can't be some... entrepreneurial group of guys sitting in their office going, please someone download this, please someone download
this. No, exactly.
And then Biebs does.
Yeah,
we got one!
We got one.
Call your mum!
I'm going to see if they're on Twitter and give them a lot of abuse from Fancy Sauce. I mean, just, it annoys me.
So Sim Bubble Wrap you mentioned, is that exactly the same thing?
It's a screen of bubble wrap and you pop it and it makes the noise of popping. But the thing about bubble wrap is like the thing of like, the breaking point of like the bubble, like for me,
no, it's touch.
Yeah, it's touch.
Yeah.
When you're touching it and then getting its pop.
And you know, I don't even like stapling anything.
No, not do I.
Who likes stapling anything?
Well, you're not their market in that case.
Ooh, who is? Well, I've got a slightly interesting one, which apparently is actually very popular. In fact, I imagine some of our listeners use this app. It's called iPoo, and essentially, it's a social network for people sitting on the toilet.
What?
So here's the description of it. The idea is that since you're sitting there anyway, you might as well check in and interact with others currently undergoing the same ordeal. iPoo is an app for iOS and Android. According to the site, iPoo lets you write messages, draw graffiti, earn points and badges, whatever they are, and see what others are posting.
Yeah, what are badges? I don't understand this. Like, everyone has badges. Like, is that like when you're in the Cub Scouts or the Brownies or something, you get like a little... Oh, you...
Is it like an endorsement? Is it like... So on iPoo, it would be like, yeah, I endorse BB because he has massive shits.
Yeah, but so in iPoo, do you take pictures of your own poo and put it up?
No, like, you write messages and draw graffiti.
That's it?
Yeah.
So why don't you just use Facebook or Twitter?
Because I suppose people probably don't like to hear that you're taking a shit on Facebook, but on iPoo, they're on there so that they can specifically talk to people that are going to the toilet at the same time as them.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is just, like, again... Who are the people who have time who are thinking, like, they sit down for a dump and they're like, oh my god, I better get my iPoo out and start sharing this experience with the world?
Exactly.
Well, I'm going to download it. And anyone else who wants to do that, do add me. I'll be ollycolespoos.com.
So I've just quickly downloaded Bubble Wrap as well. And you get different colours, that's good. Right. But there's different things, so there's just pop. Which oh actually it's quite addictive.
That's brilliant.
What, so do the bubbles fill with air again?
No, they don't fill with air. I don't know what happens when you complete.
Simple things, please, simple minds, AB.
I'll carry on popping and you just you crack on.
Well, I've got one that is equally ridiculous. It's called Hold On. And it's got an exclamation mark just to show how much fun it is. and it's a relatively simple concept. It's got a little button on the screen, and the aim is to press it and to hold on for as long as you can.
So you just hold a button down?
Yeah, and their new version has two-player Bluetooth. So you can play against a mate.
Is that not just a waste of technology?
And do you know what happens when you take your finger off the button?
It stops the timer.
And then does it restart again? Or
and then if you hold it down again...
What's the longest, do you think, that
someone's held? Someone there, I'm just looking through the reviews. One person claims to have done it for 9 hours. Well, the highest...
I suppose it's as long as an iPhone... No, because you can keep your iPhone charging.
Yeah, you just put it on charge and keep hold of it.
Yeah, but I just figure out a way of getting something like one of those touch gloves with a weight in it and just hold it down and just leave my phone for 7 days or something. Someone could be that.
Someone here, I had it going for 8 hours... And then my battery ran out.
Well, that
is completely pointless, and that person should just never download an app ever again. I mean, what? Really? That's just a waste of an iPhone.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything else. Oh, that'd be so annoying if you were like 9 hours in, you're just about to be the record when someone called you. No!
Presumably, if you hold on and someone's calling you, you just nothing happens.
And presumably, if you're the kind of person who holds this for 9 hours, you're not getting a call.
Yeah.
No one's calling you. And now, for everyone's favourite part of the show, question time.
Question time.
Sorry. Okay, we're going to carry on with the same theme that we've had for the past couple of episodes, because I still think there's more mileage in it. If anyone disagrees, send us a tweet, let us know. So just to remind anyone who's new to the show, I'm going to throw idioms at you guys, and your job is to tell me what they mean, and then where you think they came from or how they came about.
Shibby.
All right?
Sweet.
Yep.
All understood?
Understood.
So the first idiom is paint the town red.
Paint the town
red. Does that mean have a fucking good time?
It does mean have a good time. Or like go out on the lash.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. You're already winning in comparison to most of the things we've done so far, because half the time you struggle with the meaning.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Paint the town red. I suppose red's a happy colour, so go out and...
Has it got something to do with money?
Go on.
Like spending quite a lot of money, as in red and black. Like, if you're in the red, you're in debt. And if you're in black, you're... So, like where you've got Black Friday. Am I anywhere near it?
You're bouncing around like a ping pong ball all over the place. Yeah,
It's got nothing to do with money. My thought process was that it would be... Paint the town red, i.e. basically get yourself in debt because you're going to spend so much money and have such a good time.
That's a nice idea. I think
that's believable.
I've got an idea. Is it something to do with the army? and whenever they leave the barracks, they're allowed to go out and into town, but they have to wear their red jackets.
It's not a bad suggestion. I don't think it's the real answer.
You mean you know it's not the real answer?
Okay, so think about the fact that maybe it would be... A lot of these sayings come from the olden days.
Yeah.
So if you went out on the piss-up in the olden days, let's say in the 16 or 1700s, then what might be likely to happen that doesn't happen nowadays? Or maybe not as much as nowadays?
Would you fighting. Go blood.
On. Go on.
Blood.
Yeah.
Go and paint the town red. Go out. Get drunk. When you get drunk, loads of people get in fights. So there's lots of blood all over the streets because people have had a good time and some people have had a shit time. So you paint the town red.
Get in.
And you paint red with other people's blood. You're the best fighter.
Yes. That's one of the explanations of where it comes from.
Boom.
Ding, 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 ding. There's another claim, actually, that it's slightly different, that there was some, like, marquee from the 17th century that used to go around and get drunk and actually paint the town red, literally, would go out and paint things.
Do you think they actually did that after someone said, let's go and paint the town red, and someone thought it was like...
Someone took it literally.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Someone said it, like, at a party, and they were like, woo, let's go paint the town red.
And someone spent hundreds of thousands of pounds making a tent and loads of red paint.
Oh, so when I say marquee, I mean like the Marquis de Sade, not a tent. I mean like a marquis.
Oh, right. Oh, no, boo.
Yeah, so it's not pronounced marquee, is it? It's pronounced marquis. Isn't it?
I don't know. I know it's the Marquis de Sade.
Yeah, it's called Marquis. It's just two different spellings because the English language is so messed up.
Oh, right.
Next.
Yeah.
Moving on swiftly. I want to give you guys a good one. The thing is, there's so many, but I think either you won't understand them or they're too easy. How about the Land of Nod?
Sleeping.
Okay, good. You're doing well for knowing what they mean this week. Where does it come from?
The Land of Nod, where you nod off.
Yeah.
But your head nods just before you fall asleep, so you go to the Land of Nod.
Yeah.
That is what some people claim, actually. It's to do with nodding your head.
That was quite easy.
But apparently it's not that.
Oh.
Is it something to do with Noddy?
Go on.
Well, I don't know. Did Noddy used to fall asleep?
Noddy used to wear a hat.
Noddy is a happy little place to be. So you could say to children, go off and go into the Land of Nod. Sleep well, little one.
And is that Noddy's land?
Yeah, Noddy's land.
Noddy, that little
cartoon. But did Noddy, with the red dude. And yellow car. But did Noddy not maybe come from the saying? As in the Land of Nod, and someone used that as a...
I just don't know.
I don't know either. So what's the other...
The Land of Nod is actually referred to in Genesis, in the Bible.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did they spell God wrong?
No, it's supposed to be where Cain was banished to after the murder of his brother Abel.
Well, so it's not a happy place at all.
I'm not actually sure why that's supposed to be a good place. Well, is the Land of Nod necessarily a good place?
Well, sleeping is supposed to be, isn't it? It's like, I think the Land of Nod, you see at school, the Land of Nod for me used to be a time when you'd go off and get really shit-faced drinking vodka. And we would say, right, let's get to the Land of Nod.
Really?
But I think we changed it to the Land of Schnod.
Yeah. Nice. I like it.
But was that a derivative of, like, vodka?
Yeah, vodka, schnodka, nodka, vod. Yeah. Vod. Yeah,
definitely.
The Land of Schnod.
All right, how about scot-free?
You've got off... you've got away with something.
Yeah, you got away with something.
Yeah.
And that is...
But is it not you've been found guilty of something, but they didn't punish you?
Go on.
Rather than, like, you got away with it.
There are actually two claimed reasons for it, because some people say that it's to get away with something, and there's a reason why where that came from, and then other people claim it's specifically to get away with something that you've done wrong.
Yeah.
And then there's another explanation for it. But why Scott?
Because Scottish people notoriously get away with things.
Go on.
I don't know, I'm just making that up, but it could be.
Is it that Scottish people are really tight-fisted and therefore they never pay for something, so therefore everything's free?
I don't know that you can say that Scots are really tight-fisted.
It's a trait that some of them have.
Is that why you're tight-fisted?
I'm not... Well, no, I get the polar opposite. Just because I've got Scottish heritage, I end up paying for more things.
I see, I'm only joking.
apparently, an old, I think it's an Anglo-Saxon word for tax was Scot.
Oh, really?
They used to call taxes Scots.
So if you get away without...
Tax-free.
Getting away with avoiding paying your taxes was to get off scot-free. That was where the claim was. But there was also a slave in Virginia who was born in 1799 called Dred Scott. And he took his case for freedom to the, ended up going to the Supreme Court in America, and he eventually was made free. So they, some people claim that he, that that's where the saying originated from this person getting his freedom. But I think the taxes sounds more believable, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think it's got anything to do with Scottish people and them being tight-fisted dudes.
What's going on the Twitter? It's Thought of the Day! So my Thought of the Day is pointless Facebook posts.
Just in general.
In general.
How much shite people post on social media, on Facebook, on Twitter. It's just the absolute torrent of guff.
Do you know what? Like, I got annoyed at first, people that post just pictures of their food. Like, with no explanation behind it. Like, this was really difficult to make, or this is a bizarre combination of, like, mayonnaise and chocolate.
Right. Your favourite.
My fave. but the thing that annoys me is that, like, that annoyed me at first, and then I kind of was like, okay, someone just has an obsession with just taking photos of food, and they like those sort of photos. So fair enough. What's got really annoying is people that put, like, obviously, like, if someone, like, passes away or something, it's obviously horrific, right? But what is the need to, like, publicise that and be like, oh, my cat died? It's like, great. I didn't know it. I don't care.
It's
like,
funny
what
you say
do you want?
That, because, like, something that really winds me up, but I'm actually growing to love, is people bitching on social media and getting really wound up and making these comments that nobody has a clue what they're talking about. And they're like, don't you just fucking hate it when someone thinks they're right and they're not, and that's it? Like, clearly you're referencing something that just happened to you, yeah, and nobody knows about it, so why the fuck do you feel the need to share it with the world?
Some people really do rant. One of my favourite ever Facebook posts came from Rick Leggett.
Right.
It was the most retarded thing I've ever seen in my entire life. All it said was, new phone, same number. I was just like, why did you put that up, mate? He said, I just need to let people know. I was like, let people know what? He said, well, I was on a new phone, but I had the same number. I was like, well, dude, then no one needs to know that you're on the same number.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. Apart from your phone.
Amazing, just nothing to report.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It just annoys me. And, like, pictures of, like, babies as well. Mm. And that's another thing that just, like, obviously,
especially when it's a really hot girl and you're trying to perv on her and all she's got is pictures of a fucking gremlin kid.
I know, right?
Yeah, it's like, come on, can we have, like, a special album for your kid so I can avoid it?
Yeah, exactly. Facebook stalking, though, it's quite good fun.
Facebook's key value proposition is stalking made legal, made easy.
Yeah, exactly. I think that should be their slogan. Like,
yeah, originally that was the only reason anyone even joined Facebook, wasn't it? So that you could perv on girls at uni.
Yeah,
pretty much. I think that's what that's why Mark Zuckerberg invented it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
But now, like, people are actively saying, I'm an amazing Facebook stalker. And you're just like,
put on your CV.
Yeah, you're like, oh no, I'm really good at Facebook stalking. Like,
what does that mean?
It's not like you don't get something that pops up going, this person's looking at it, and you've come up with some amazing code.
You try and convince them to post that out as their status.
Yeah.
See how that goes down.
Yeah, see how that goes down.
Love Facebook stalking.
Yeah, defriended.
But frapes are always got quite good fun, aren't they? Yeah. Facebook rapes.
But they have to be imaginative.
Yeah.
So I had one, and I really, really hope he's listening to the show, because last time I checked, he still hadn't changed it. Still didn't realise. This is a friend of mine, and he's really fucking anal. Like, he's the kind of person who you'd be like, oh, I really like the Beatles. And he'll be like, oh, which album? And if you don't know, he'll get really pissy. Do you know what I mean? That kind absolute music snob. And,
Yeah, as in you can't like the Beatles if you don't know which album.
Yeah,
you like.
Exactly. Yeah. And he'll be like, well, you're just so fucking mainstream, and come up with some band that no one's heard of, but, like, actually the Beatles copied them and they're better.
Yeah.
So he left his Facebook page open, and I basically went into his interests, and just, like, not the first one, not the second one, but, like, the third and the sixth and the eighth, I added in, like, Hanson.
Nice.
Yeah, just random shit, and, like, films, I put stuff like White Chicks. Just everything bad I could think of at the time, in everything, in music, in hobbies, in
quite subtle.
Just gently littered them in. Yeah. And, like, this must have been 2 or 3 years ago, and I told someone this story maybe, like, at the end of last year, and it still hadn't changed. Maybe. Yeah, I think maybe the best one to do then is something subtle like that and just change interested in men.
Yeah, exactly. And see how long it takes them. See how long don't post done. About it. Yeah. Don't say anything about it. Just wait.
But it's like my brother got done really, really well on his birthday. Like his mate had just gone into his Facebook thing and posted like a really obvious post, but it was like this really vain thing of like, you know, I've got over 1,000 friends, like, you guys are all absolutely incredible, like, blah, blah, blah. And then my brother was also online, so he tried to change the password, but if you're logged into Facebook, it doesn't log you out.
Okay.
So I think that they've now got an option for it where you can log out everyone else and whatever, but at the time you couldn't do that.
Okay.
So then my brother's like, by the way, it's not me, it's Pimpy, my mate, doing all this.
Right.
And then it was like, and then Pimpy went back on and was like, or is it? And it was amazing, just like, and then the comments after it were just absolutely incredible. I'll see if we can take a screenshot of it, but it was so well done.
That's cool.
And my brother, even afterwards, was like, it was a really good way of like hacking in and just like mucking about with it.
I was up in the Lake District, Peak District, one of the districts, and I left my one of my work colleagues turned on my laptop and Facebook was up there, and they put down something like, can anyone recommend any reputable hookers in the Peak District? and I couldn't get on. Someone that I was with was like, dude, someone's Facebook raping you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Anyway, the only person who did comment was one of our old history teachers, Mr. Gillings.
No way! Please tell me he had a suggestion.
He had a funny suggestion. Okay. I can't remember what he said. I think he said something like, head to Buxton.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
I love that though. Like, what I'm really bored of are the people that do the fraping where it's like, I love men, I've been meaning to tell everyone this for years.
Yeah.
Like, really, come on, be a little bit
inventive. Although I'm a little bit uninventive like that. I've done a few sort of, had the best wet dream last night.
My favourite is you get the people who are on Twitter who have like 35 followers and moan because they don't know why they're not getting more followers, and then you see their post and it's basically food, their kids and moaning.
Yeah.
I like Facebook and like social media generally is for boasting about your life or being miserable. And I think that anyone that's miserable, they're like, Facebook should just cull them. Just be like, sorry, you're too
miserable. Really use it for that though.
What do you use it for?
I use it to, because if I find interesting stuff or I read cool things or hear some cool music, I just share it with people because I assume that I'm friends with people because they have similar interests to me. So if I find something new, I want to share it with them in an efficient way.
How many people are you friends with?
In what sense?
On Facebook?
I don't know, like 1,500 or something.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm about the same, 1,400 and something.
Shit.
It's not a competition.
I'm just
wondering like how many of those people you do share interests.
Oh my god, I played this game with my brother recently, and it's not specifically about anyone, so it's not a bad thing to say, but the game is you've got to go through your Facebook friend list and the person has to show you a picture and you have to say that person's name.
Amazing. Ooh.
And if you don't know that person's name from their profile picture, you have to delete them.
That's a good game.
I reckon I've had it with about 23 friends.
Yeah. But I use it, the reason that like I've either added people or something like that, I hate people that randomly add you and you've never met them before. Yeah. I just message them going, sorry, how do I know you?
Yeah. But, so I'm like, on Twitter for that?
Yeah, exactly. And I've got my whole thing is with Facebook is, yeah, I've got 1,500 friends or whatever. Yeah.
They were quote marks for anyone who didn't see them.
Oh, yeah.
You realise they don't go through a podcast, right? Quote marks don't get passed out.
How does the microphone not pick that up? But the thing is, what I use it for is like if I'm doing something, I want someone to come, like a load of people to come to an event or let people know about something. That's what I use it for.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get contacted quite a lot by people saying, "Oh, can you please share this and send it out into like your friendship group and stuff like that?" Or if someone's like, I've got a friend that's trying to get on a space mission, like one of these, you know,
on the links thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he was like, can you share it with as many people as you've got and that sort of stuff. And I think that's what I use it for quite a lot. It's like, check this out. Or if that's similar to you, actually, if you find cool videos or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's the way to use it. Although, for everyone who's in my friend group who thinks I'm talking about them when I say I get annoyed by people bitching, please don't stop. It makes my day.
I genuinely thought for all those people that thought I didn't know what your name was, I'm now going to list you all.
Yeah, exactly.
1,500.
For all those people who don't want to know, this is the end of the podcast. For anyone else on my friend list, listen up.
So yeah, so go onto our Facebook page, which is Fancy Sauce. Facebook.com/Fancy Sauce Show.
Yeah, go onto our Fancy Sauce Show page, not onto either of our personal pages, because you might have been defriended in the interim.
What happens if you've been defriended? Just come back up with add friend.
Add friend.
Yeah. I wish that you got notifications when you got defriended by someone. Yeah, it would make it so much more fun.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be so good. Just the hate that would go around Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, tune in next week. Bye for now.
Ciao.
See you later.